We've got an 8-game season. It starts this week with Oakland, and we know we got a challenge ahead of us, but I think we're looking forward to it and ready to go attack it.
With Pryor as a quarterback, have a whole new dimension in terms of their offensive football. He has tremendous speed, tremendous ability, strong arm. They have an outstanding receiver core. They've had some injuries up front offensively. They've juggled some people around. Jennings did an outstanding job last week, and he is a very good runner. They are a good defensive team. They have outstanding leadership. They have 10 new starters on the defensive side of the ball. They're very physical. They're very aggressive. I quite frankly don't pay a whole lot of attention to the Philadelphia game.
They have a talented defense and they make plays, and so we got to be ready and expect their best effort.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Mark Kriegel's kind enough to join us from NFL Network. And Mark, talk about a must-win game. The Raiders coming off their loss to Philadelphia, but the Giants have won two in a row after starting off 0-6. The way the Cowboys are playing, if the Giants lose this one, the season's pretty much over, right?
I think so. I mean, I think that you have to discount the Giants' hot streak, if you'll call these last two games against underachieving teams a hot streak. I'm not convinced. I still think that the Giants epitomize the NFC least. They are an underachieving team. For your purposes, however, in Oakland, I'm not sure that doesn't make them a dangerous team, but I still think that they're an underachieving team.
Mark, I want to talk about Eli Manning as a two-time Super Bowl MVP. We know he can step up and make big plays, but with that running back by committee, all the injuries up front on the offensive line, is this a throwaway year for Eli Manning, or can he save himself stat-wise and maybe get on a run here and get the Giants back into contention?
Eli's always a threat to go on the run. I think the notion of contention with the Giants this particular year and in the NFC East is a relative one. It is not a strong division. It's a weak division. Any team can win on any given week, and any team can lose just as well. You can have teams that can underachieve just as easily as they can surprise you.
Mark, let's get to Pryor. You were up here in Alameda. You sat down and talked to him. What'd you take away from that sit-down? What do you like about his maturity and his ability to someday develop into a franchise quarterback?
Well, look, last week was a rough week. He turned the ball over. I don't think that he was the only one on the team who had problems. By the same token, the kid accounted for almost 400 yards worth of offense. He is a dynamic player. What I found most impressive was a wherewithal and a willingness to learn. It wasn't like a stubborn kid who say, I really want to play this way or want to play that way. He understands what his gifts are. That's easy. But he also understands what he has to improve in. And I think that as the team gets better, he'll get better. One of the things, from my perspective, that has really compromised his growth is the lack of progress at the running back position. Most of the young athletic quarterbacks have had the benefit of working in tandem with a great running back. I think that it would have really, really helped the development of Terrell Pryor if he had the Darren McFadden who Darren McFadden was supposed to be. When I look at the stat sheet from last week and I see 5 carries for 12 yards, that tells me that Terrell Pryor is picking up his stats in spite of the lack of a big-time running game and a star running back rather than because of it.
And, Mark, this is a big spot for the Raiders. They got to come out, travel cross-country, as you said. They got to show up in a hostile environment. This is also a big spot for Oakland to prove to this coaching staff and this organization that this team's going to put a loss behind them and win a big game on their schedule.
Look, I was out there earlier in the season, and besides Terrell Pryor, what struck me the most was the pass rush. And when you look for a reason why Nick Foles went off and had the kind of game that he did, you look at the pass rush. You know, he had enough time to go back there and brush his teeth. He had time to go through his progressions. What I saw from the Raiders earlier in the season was that they were not allowing quarterbacks to go through their progressions. We know the Giants are vulnerable in that respect, but they have to really keep pressure on Eli Manning. Can you force him into turnovers? Can you get to the quarterback? That, to me, is the fundamental question for Oakland and the Oakland defense.
We thank Mark Kriegel for joining us. Stay tuned. There's still more to come when we continue on the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
The swimsuit shoot this year was so much fun. I felt like a movie star getting all dolled up for the shoot.